Welcome to our service for Easter Sunday. I don't think we dreamt when all this began that we might not be able to meet together and share communion on Easter Day. Yet may we all, in our homes and in our hearts, know the joy of the risen Lord today. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Grace and peace be with you.
And keep you in the love of Christ. Alleluia.
Our first hymn is Jesus Christ is risen today.
Jesus Christ is risen today, alleluia, a triumphant holy day, alleluia. Loaded once upon the cross, alleluia, suffered to redeem a loss, sing, alleluia, unto Christ our heavenly King, alleluia. Endure the cross and grave, alleluia, sinners to redeem and save, His King, alleluia, when the angels ever sing, alleluia.
St. Paul writes, I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ our Lord.
Let us confess our sins to Almighty God. Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and have failed to do what we ought to have done. We are sorry and truly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and lead us in his way to walk as children of light. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us and set us free from sin. Strengthen us in goodness and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
The Collect for Easter Sunday. Lord of all life and power, who through the mighty resurrection of your Son overcame the old order of sin and death to make all things new in him, grant that we, being dead to sin and alive to you in Jesus Christ, may reign with him in glory, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be praise and honour, glory and might, now and in all eternity.
Amen.
Today's Gospel reading is John chapter 20, verses 11 to 18. Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They've taken away my Lord, and I don't know where they've laid him." When she had said this, she turned round and saw Jesus standing there. But she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? For whom are you looking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I'll take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabuni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and she told them that he had said these things to her. May the words that I speak and the meditations of all our hearts be now and ever acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. As we celebrate Easter today, thousands of people in our own country and tens of thousands more across the world are in the position that Mary Magdalene is in our Gospel reading. They have watched helplessly from a distance, as their loved ones died,
and now, after their deaths, they cannot even give them a truly meaningful funeral. Our thoughts and prayers are with them today. To most of us, the loved ones they have lost can seem like statistics. How many have died today? How many new cases? Is the curve flattening? Have we reached the peak? The people who present these graphs to us on television all have to begin with the sentence, "Of course, every single death is a personal tragedy." But then they go on with the figures. How is the disease progressing? But progress has ended for Mary on that first Easter morning. As the world moves on around her and the gardener goes about his business, she has eyes only for the empty tomb. She stands transfixed by emptiness, death, and despair, looking at the loss of the Lord she has loved, a loss now made complete by her inability to do this last thing for him, to care for his body. So it is for those many thousands across the world today. Their loved ones are not statistics or figures to be buried and forgotten, but parents, partners, brothers and sisters, friends, each one with that individual identity which is the most amazing miracle of the human condition, each one connected by the web of relationships of love and kinship, which is the most amazing joy of human life. In the Hebrew tradition, that miracle of identity was summed up above all in a person's name. The holiness of God was expressed in the holiness of his name, which was the only name too holy to be pronounced. In this resurrection story, we see one disciple, Simon, to whom Jesus gave the new name Peter, and another, John, who has humbly taken his name out of the story, but whom Jesus called together with his brother Boanerges, sons of thunder. In baptism services to this day, we still give children a Christian name, because that is what Jesus did. He gave new names to those he loved. For every one of those grieving families across the world, the loved one they are mourning has a name which may later be engraved on a tombstone, but is in any case much more importantly engraved on the hearts of those who love them. This gospel story turns on the moment when Jesus says Mary's name. She does not recognize the Lord at first, doesn't even recognize him when first he speaks and asks her, "Who are you looking for?" But then he says Mary, and she turns to face him, turns once and for all. She turns away from the empty tomb, from death and despair, to face Jesus, who is life and hope. We are an Easter people. We witness to the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is our responsibility gently to ask our neighbours, "Who are you looking for?" And gently to assure them that Jesus knows their name. Some of us, like Mary at the beginning of the story in the garden, have turned to the Lord but don't quite fully recognize him. Some of us have heard him speak but not quite recognized his voice. But through the centuries, Jesus is calling us by name and inviting us into a joyful new life of relationship with him. Mary goes and tells the others, "I have seen the Lord." It is our responsibility to do the same.
Now the green blade riseth from the buried grain. Weed that in dark earth buried long had slain, thinking that never he would wake again, laid in the earth like grain that sleeps unseen. Love is come again like wheat that springeth green. Forth he came at Easter like the risen grain. He who for 3 days in the grave had lain, quick from the dead, my risen Lord is seen. Love is come again like wheat that springeth green. When our hearts are wintry, grieving or in pain, thy touch can call us back to life again. Fields of our hearts that dead and bare have been, love is come again like wheat that springeth green.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
This Easter day, it isn't possible for us to take communion together. Instead, we're going to listen together to a recording of one of the loveliest of the modern communion songs, Bread for the World, by Bernadette Farrell. As I mentioned in my email, you may wish to have a piece of bread and a glass of wine beside you to break bread and drink wine while you listen. It can't be a communion, but it can be a sort of agape meal, a love feast shared at a distance, but shared in spirit with our brothers and sisters.
May we who eat be bread for us.
as our Saviour Christ has taught us, and in the language of our choice, we are bold to say, Entad ad hominem in nevaith, sancte thea deno, delet dernas, gunerda vachlis, megis in a nev, vachliar a thear hevid, gironi heddio en bara minyddiol, myddai in i en deledion, with a maddeon in na in deledwyr, ac nac arwa ni brofed i gaith, eith y gwared ni rhag drwg,
for thine is the kingdom,
ti o dernas ar nerf ar gogoniant, yn oes oes oedd. Amen. Let us pray for the church and for the world, and let us thank God for his goodness.
Keep us, good Lord, under the shadow of your mercy in this time of uncertainty and distress. Sustain and support the anxious and fearful, and lift up all who are brought low, that we may rejoice in your comfort, knowing that nothing can separate us from your love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
God of compassion, be close to those who are ill, afraid, or in isolation. In their loneliness, be their consolation. In their anxiety, be their hope. In their darkness, be their light. Through him who suffered alone on the cross, but reigns with you in glory, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Gracious God, we thank you for the skill, sympathy, and resilience of all who are caring for the sick, in hospitals, in care homes, and in the community. Bless them, protect them, encourage and sustain them. Strengthen them with your Spirit, we pray, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, we pray for your church. We are called to be people not of fear, but of courage. Not people who protect our own safety, but people who protect our neighbours. Not greedy, but generous, giving and loving. Wherever we are, whatever it costs, for as long as it takes, wherever you call us. In your mercy, Lord, give us grace to live up to our calling. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.
Endless is the victory thou hast won.
As you know, we are trying to include a surprise item in each of these services. The last one was comical. This one is not funny so much as an extraordinary explosion of joy for Easter. Today we hear the Easter hymn from Cavalleria Rusticana by Pietro Mascagni. The soloist is Leslie Thompson. May the love of the Lord Christ go with you wherever he may send you.
May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm.
May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you.
May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great Shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and work in you always that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, rest upon you and remain with you, now and always. Amen. Amen.